All right, y'all, what we learned this week?
I think you said something about there's no replacing refrigerator. Oh, no, I wasn't going there. I thought we were going to talk about the no replaceables. You said there was no replacing French Reggie or Odub.
Or anybody else on the show. Well, I think we kind of agreed that my opinions are better than Max. So if one of us had to go, it'd be him.
And I think that because he said that everybody, his opinion that nobody was replaceable kind of defeats that argument. That argument kind of goes straight out the window.
Well, dude, I never wanted to be you, but I'm saying...
No, I didn't get that. And
if
I appreciate
it was about, if it were about opinions.
Right, yeah.
Who has better opinions or worse opinions?
Yeah, that I would still be... I may not be the last... No, I would be the last man standing.
You know, we got some 2020... COVID? We've read these, though, haven't we?
COVID reviews?
Frank the Batman. Do we read the one from Frank the Batman?
These
dudes bring a break to a tedious week. I don't always know what road they're going down, but never hesitate to find out.
Nah.
That doesn't sound familiar.
First time hearing that.
Guess how many stars?
5.
Yo, what the fuck, man? Somebody gave us a 3-star and we're on a 1-star.
Oh, shit. Did they leave notes, though?
No, you got to leave notes.
See, that's
man.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, when you leave, like, 1-stars, you got to tell us why.
We've never had those. Recently, man, I think we suck now.
It's probably my fault because I didn't.
They're probably purposely doing that.
Yo, we have 2 3-stars and 1 1-star.
And with no comments.
The fuck,
none
man?
Of them have a
with no comments?
The 1-star should leave a comment. You
all of them should leave a comment.
1-star, that means they piss you off.
Everything needs to leave a comment.
That means we pissed that person off, the 1-star.
Even 5-stars needs to leave comments, right? I mean, everything needs to leave a comment. Like,
what's the overall? Because I stopped
5.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
5 out of 5. But that's because of me. Jamie Mack got us with some 3s and a 1.
But I meant to fucking give us some feedback and constructive to fucking help us. Fucking...
That's probably somebody fucking with us because you said that joke.
No, I mean, and we probably pissed somebody off. I don't doubt that we probably said something that someone...
But see, that's what's wrong with this fucking generation. The rating system is not whether or not you got pissed off. It's how good the show was.
Right. But to them, it's all that is.
And what I want to know is, if you don't think the show was a 5, then why not?
Right. That's all I ask. But
no, I don't even ask that. Fuck your 1.
I want to know.
I was watching, y'all know who Star is?
The network?
No, the dude. Star and Buck Wild Star.
See, when he said the
Stars,
network,
that's Stars.
I think he said the network.
Star from the radio, New York radio back in the day. But he's like, you know what I'm saying? He's been doing like, he does a video show every day. He's in Atlanta here.
No.
You don't know Star?
No.
This nigga, man, he be having like, what?
Was it the dude that got in an accident recently?
You don't know him.
Radio guy, because you said radio guy. I remember I was hearing something of a popular Atlanta radio guy got in a wreck.
He's not an Atlanta radio guy. He's a New York radio guy.
What would you, okay, I'm sorry.
He's just down here now, and he does the Star Report or whatever, and like a YouTube video show. Anyway, he has like Super Chat going, which is like the YouTube where people donate or whatever. He's got his Cash App open. He only reads comments from people who donate money. But if the motherfuckers donate $1, he blocks them and says, hey, I'm refunding your fucking dollar. Take this dollar back, bitch, or whatever. Like every single time, whenever they donate $1, he just refunds their shit and blocks them so they can no longer make comments, period. He don't even want their dollar. He's like,
damn,
I don't accept dollars.
That's gangster.
But no, nigga. That's what I be trying to tell you. You're like, no, give us 1s. Give us 3. I don't want no fucking 1. Take your fucking 1 back. Bitch.
And block them.
Whoever you are, you bitch. Take your 1 back. Raggedy bitch.
That's why you...
What kind of fucking mediocre reviewer gives a 3? That's an old bitch ass review,
wait,
too.
Wait a minute. What did they say? What did she say? How you argue?
Oh, call people names. Whoever you gave me a 1, you're a stinking bitch. Why don't you call
into
the show?
You're just gonna raise your voice and call me a name.
I challenge whoever gave us a 1 to leave us a voice review, you bitch. Fuck is wrong with you? Well, I want to hear your show, goddammit.
Right. See what you guys did? See, this is the thing. Be honest is not, he's a very caring person.
Not about bitches that give 1s.
He doesn't want to be violent. He doesn't want to fight.
And if you gave a 3, that's some pussy shit too. Like you could have gave a 1 too, faggot.
And a comment, right?
So I'm saying, give a comment.
Because a three is mediocre.
Right? No, but a three is like, that's pussy, because you're not willing to really say how you feel, and you're not willing to give us a good score. It's like what?
I'm okay.
It's not really offensive enough to me to be mad at you, but it's not good enough for me to get any credit from you.
Yeah, but usually when you give a one, you tend to give the reasons why it's a one.
Why
yeah.
a one? A one, my nigga? Really? A one?
Yeah, if it was like an accident, they just...
Why did anybody say four? Why? How we jump from five to three? Everybody else says five, but your dumb ass said three.
Or one.
Nah, that one fucked them in their ass. Whoever left the one, I hope you're listening to this. And I hope you get raped in your ass.
What if it was consensual? That doesn't count?
Yeah, you gotta not want it.
Okay.
I want this, like, normally, you're probably used to getting fucked in your ass, but this time, I want you to not want it.
Yeah, with a big dildo.
But you said you don't mind those.
I never said I don't mind.
You did say, that's what I
you
learned.
You did say
you. You said that you didn't mind you how the size of her dildo did you not matter mind. To you.
It doesn't really.
But then why are you just arguing with me when I said it?
You got to understand, when you say it like that, you're sending a different type of example than the context. Context matters.
I'm just using your words. You said you didn't mind.
You said if it was laying in the bed with you, you wouldn't care.
You said that it doesn't matter how big it is, it's not a problem.
It could be like...
brutal.
You did say brutal.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Yo, but... never mind. I don't even want to get back in there. We learned that French Reggie is very, very accepting of large, extra large sexual toys.
I learned that he's fucking probably incapable of being disagreeable.
I don't think he can either.
Like, could you imagine French Reggie in a debate club?
You get an F every semester.
That is a great point. And now that you've said that,
I just want to scrap all this that I was going to say. I kind of just want to piggyback off what you said. Like, not to piggyback off what this last guy said, but shit, he's right. Like, what was I thinking?
Is it too late to switch schools?
What the fuck?
Yeah, this motherfucker is the most agreeable person I know.
I think French Reggie's the wrong name. We got to figure out another name.
I don't know if I knew this, but I think you kind of exposed it. French Reggie has always been team light skin and been the fucking dad from the American Beauty next door.
He's always been team light skin. Yeah. I think that the reason why he goes so hard for dark skinned strippers
because he knows he's not part of the team. So it's like,
he
listen,
has to throw it off.
I'm not for y'all,
right?
But I'm gonna ride for y'all,
right?
So that everybody else is like, I'm gonna be your biggest stand, but I'm not. I don't fuck with
compliments,
y'all.
Compliments, yes.
Yes.
What else? Right. Accolades, yes. Flowers while you're still alive, yes. But
you need a loan. I got you.
Yeah, but dating, but, take you on the mama.
Right. Boo status.
OnlyFans subscriptions. Nah. But let this nigga say Lupita. He said Lupita on his show 40 or 50 times.
But never is fine like that. What did he say? She's amazing.
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 Never
amazing.
That.
Amazing. Yeah, that's true. What did we learn about Smooth this week?
I didn't know we had sick days.
No, I learned that, you know,
And see, that's what we were talking about. We were talking about replacing. So like at a normal job, there's somebody who can fill in for you, but there's nobody who can fill in for somebody on content.
Well, you know what? Okay, so like in a job, right? You have that company that comes by and shreds your shit, right? Like the fucking...
like Iron Mountain or something?
You shred it or whatever the case, you know, and they come by and they'll empty all your bins and shit.
Right.
And there's that one worker that does fucking custodial work that has to escort the guy to the fucking bins and shit.
He has to meet him at the front and sign him in and get his temporary badge.
If he don't show up...
Right.
Them bins will still get emptied.
Will they?
Yeah, no, somebody will get that. He's an escort.
Yeah, but I think, but who's going to like stop doing the real work for that?
No,
we get French Reggie to do
it? Most people will just take a break. That's a break. I mean, fuck. It's like, hey, you want to take a break from doing some real work and escort this nigga back to the back fucking bin? Yeah, sure.
That's who Smooth is?
He's the escort. He's the fucking guard that escorts the nigga.
He's the meet the nigga at the front, nigga?
And make sure that he don't pick up no fucking staplers or nothing like that on the way to the fucking recycle bin.
Damn.
and then get that nigga's badge on his way out when he.
I learned that French Reggie will ride for LeBron, but not for Tom Brady. Yeah,
that's so, racial though.
But so he's a Boston guy.
Yeah.
So he likes the Boston teams, but if any of those niggas leave the Boston area, he doesn't fuck with them no more. LeBron can go anywhere, and his dick will still get ridden.
Yeah.
His dick is how much do you weigh, French Reggie?
160.
His dick is 160 pounds heavier in every city.
Every stop he's made. What else did I learn? I learned that 911 fucking call sounded oddly bogus to me.
I don't know that it was bogus, but
it sounded weird. It didn't sound.
There is room for conversation.
It doesn't sound authentic. Yeah.
And yeah. I heard today actually that the ballistic report, apparently that the cop that got shot by the boyfriend wasn't by the boyfriend's gun. So this
we talked.
Oh, I was,
where was he at?
That's probably when I was.
But that's what
my
he
call.
Learned.
Yeah. Oh, were you out of the room then?
Yeah, if I was taking my call then.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know that that's true because what I heard was the preliminary report was that the shell casing was not determinable whether or not that was the gun. But that's a shell casing. I think people ran with that, yeah, saying that it was indeterminable. So now we don't even know who shot the cop. I think that was based off of that, and they ran with it. So I need to hear the official thing on that first.
I don't. I heard that boyfriend say he shot. That's
yeah,
all
he
I,
did say that.
That's all I need to know.
But shot doesn't mean shot him.
I don't give a shit. Shot.
It went somewhere.
Shot means get shot back at.
Oh, okay.
That's what I know.
Okay.
If you shooting at me, I'm shooting back. That's
because
for certain.
If it's fuck me, then it's fuck you, right?
You know it.
Did we learn anything else?
That was it.
That might be it.
Oh, 80s probably had the best movies.
Yeah, oddly enough, what decade had the best movies, y'all?
We, 80s.
We were saying 80s, and we didn't know that until Baylor asked the question. So maybe it was the 80s. Either way, man, we'll catch y'all next week. Oh, don't forget. The beginning of next week's show, you're not gonna hear me and Jamie Mack. It's gonna be a two-wheeled motorcycle. What are they gonna be? A two-wheel tricycle?
Trike.
That's three though. I just said tricycle too.
Dyke?
No. That would be a dyke. No, it'd be a bike. It'd be a bike.
Yeah, you guys they're both curious.
But both of them probably, if we had to pick the most likely to be a transsexual man. On this show. What's funny about that?
Why are you going there with it?
Why are you laughing at transsexual men? What you got against them?
I'm just laughing at where you going. Like, you went from just telling next week's episode is about to be me and Smooth to going to trans.
Out of the four of us, who is the most likely to have been a transsexual man?
Smooth.
You think that he looks like a woman that became a man more than you do?
Yeah.
More than you do?
Yeah.
You think, okay, what do you think, Mac? Between the two.
You're here now. Yeah.
Who? Me?
Your beard is. Come on, man. You got that beard.
Jamie Mack don't even have a beard.
I know. But the other
things are just not feminine about him.
Right.
And I'm not saying that you're feminine, but you're agreeable.
Well, you're feminine enough.
You're agreeable.
And you also said you're cute. You called yourself cute.
You're constantly talking about how sexy dark skinned dudes are.
Oh, constantly.
Yeah, right.
Constantly.
You're big interest in LeBron stand.
In the past 3 months, you've had naked encounter in the woods with another drug user.
Without your ego.
You need in homosexual experience, I think you need to keep your ego. That's what happens.
No, and not
when,
only
when
that.
When you go to prison, if you lose your ego.
You've method acted the fact that, you know, how you would like the size of your dicks. You know what I mean? Like, you've plotted that out.
You said if you were going to be gay, it'd be with
that
a
doesn't
big
mean
dick.
That has nothing to do with trans. That doesn't mean I don't want to respect. Just,
no, I'm saying if they're most likely to be.
Right.
Most likely to be.
To be.
Yeah, but those, what you just gave as evidence has no correlation to that. Maybe if you were saying something like.
I don't understand how you don't see. You agree with everything else, but the real.
So are you saying trans are not gay?
Not necessarily.
See, the fact that you said that means you're most likely to
right.
be. That means you're most likely to be.
I don't know what gay is then. I don't know.
Gay is when you like the same sex as you. Trans is when you want to change
so
the
if
sex.
So if you changed your sex and now you're something else, right? But you like dudes, right? Even though you're a girl now.
I'm not gay because I'm a girl.
I'm a girl now, so I'm not gay. So is that the out clause? Is that what trans is like a big deal? So you're technically not gay.
Yeah, in their world, you did not consider this gay.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, hey, anything's possible. Next week, guys, you're not going to hear me and Mac for the first 15 minutes, so I just want y'all to be prepared.
Be prepared.
Content.
We'll catch y'all next week.